This three-quarter-inch long black-top budworm peaks every dozen years, last time wreaking havoc in the northern sand barrens in 1992. Although the jackpine budworm might hit small spots around Vilas and Oneida counties, the brunt of the assault was a stretch of 115,000 acres between Polk, Burnett, Washburn, Douglas, and Bayfield counties. Department of Natural Resources forest entomologist Shane Weber says more than half the jackpines, over 20,000 of those acres, will die as the worms eat the pine needles. As devastating as that sounds, Weber says this worm is part of the natural cycle of things for pine forests.
What they're trying to do is kill a fair number of the trees so that it opens a stand up and creates a lot of growth in the underbrush to make the area very fire prone, but leave enough live trees so you've got those closed cones with viable seed in them, so when a fire goes through, it pops cones open and you start a new jackpine forest. That's basically how a jackpine budworm and the jackpine forest made their living.
But the lingering fire danger is of concern to the DNR, so Weber says they have to clear-cut much of the dead tree areas. Weber thinks this summer will be the worst of the budworm.
Boy, I hope so.
Weber says there's not a whole lot anyone can do about this native worm, which has been around longer than people. Next year, the scourge of the jackpine budworm should be all but gone. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.